Hey, what's up? It's Jesse. This is your Monday morning mixtape for October 28th, 2024. This is our Halloween edition of the program, which means it's all going to be scary music or, you know, because it's hard to fill out an hour with horror themes and make it actually listenable and fit into the CanCon requirements. Horror and horror adjacent music. Although we kicked off with that lovely classical piece there by Philip Glass from Candyman, It Was Always You, Helen. And if you've never seen Candyman, the remake is good enough. It's okay. But the original is just this undeniably incredible piece of filmmaking that really is still quite controversial for the subject matter that it covered and how it covered it. But it is a really smart, well-made little thriller horror movie that I would say is not particularly scary. So if you're not a horror movie person, you could still enjoy it because it's just a really well-made film. It's got Tony Todd as the titular Candyman. Recommend. Two thumbs up. Two thumbs all the way up. And I just love that kind of musical motif you hear throughout the movie. It Was Always You, Helen, is a line from the film. It's a perfect title for that piece, and it's always a great way to kick off any kind of Halloween-inspired edition of a music program. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming up for you today. We've got music from Nelly Furtado, We Are Wolves, The Mountain Goats, Split Chain and Soft Cult, October Country, Florence and the Machine, Soul Coughing, and oh so much more. Some of the songs played today are iconic. They were themes for horror movies. Some were themes for horror TV shows. And some just have a certain spooky aesthetic or motif to them that just really fits the overall kind of energy and ambiance of today's program. I'm very excited to get into it. I love Halloween. It's one of my favorite big days of the year, and it's right smack dab in the middle of my favorite time of the year, the autumn. And hey, folks, later this week, CFRC's funding drive is going to start as well, so stay tuned to CFRC.ca. Follow CFRC Music on social media platforms to get all of the relevant info, because the money from that funding drive goes to setting up some pretty sweet and pretty important things here at the station. And as a reminder, we are the only truly local radio station here in Kingston. Chorus closed everybody else down, so it's only us doing locally sourced and produced music, sports, and news on a weekly basis. So, hey, now more than ever is the best time to support CFRC in what we do. All right, that's my diatribe, that's my rant for the day done. Let's get back to the tunes. This is Nelly Furtado with Man Eater on your Monday morning mixtape right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Take it back, take it back, take it back. Everybody I can see no way. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato Duretti Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town. And on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified with support from Rhea May take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
Thank you. your baby blues. 400 million animals competing for the zoo. It's such a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. Have a crew with time becomes classical. Staircase up to nothingness inside your DNA. Well, that's a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical.
What's up? We're back. It's Jesse Bell here with you for your Monday morning mixtape for this October 28th, 2024. And you just heard Classical by Vampire Weekend. Yeah, not a scary song, but what's scarier than whatever a Vampire Weekend is? Either that's, in my mind, you know, kind of like a Freaky Friday type situation, where you get trapped as a vampire, but only for a weekend, and then you learn some kind of lesson about personal responsibility or, you know, seeing things from the other's perspective. I don't remember what the lesson in that movie was. I really couldn't tell you, but I'm imagining that. So yes, you're a vampire for a weekend, almost like you were a monster by mistake. Shout out to that strangely edited early 2000s monstrosity that I swore. In fact, is it Canadian? Let me look and see if this is Canadian. It was on Canadian channels, but I know a lot of those shows kind of bounce between networks. Give me one second here. Yes, okay. We've confirmed it. Monster by Mistake was indeed a Canadian show. The shoddy nature of the animation did kind of give that away. Originally made in 1996, the pilot aired apparently for three successive Halloweens before being picked up as a full-time program in 1999. And if you've ever seen the show, it is a bit of a nightmare just because it's so uncannily animated, using the original version of Prisms at the time known as Houdini Software. So credit to them, they were game changers and pioneers, but they did not do a very good job of animating, scripting, or making that show. Prior to Vampire Weekend, we had a nice little medley of horror tunes. We started with, of course, the iconic X-Files opening. We had the Tubular Bells intro, the David Costin stereo mix, obviously the original by Mike Oldfield, and it's very funny because the original Tubular Bells is a two-part song on a concept album, and Tubular Bells Part 1, where that excerpt is taken from, is like 26 and a half minutes long. We're talking full-on progressive kind of orchestral composition. And in The Exorcist, it's used for maybe 60 seconds to 90 seconds max. So less than like 10% of that song is the song that people know, which I always find to be very interesting. Shout out to Mike Oldfield. Then we had The Shape Returns from the 2018 Halloween requel, I guess is the easiest way to phrase it, where they retconned the entirety of the franchise except for Halloween 1 and 2, and then proceeded to make three movies of increasingly poor quality, culminating with Halloween Ends, which might be one of the most bizarre theatrical experiences I've had. The movie was terrible. It was done in an insane way, and there were so many shots that had the audience kind of accidentally laugh instead of, you know, react in horror or silent, pensive thought, just because the context of the scene. The iconic one is, spoiler alert, if you want to see this movie that was released, I believe, in 2022 and was terrible, the movie Halloween Ends, you know, it's supposed to be the end of the new trilogy with Michael Myers getting his comeuppance. But he's not in 90% of the movie, and in fact, they give his mantle to a new character they introduced at the start of this movie, who becomes the new Michael Myers. And the first time they do a killing together, it's like they attack this kind of lecherous doctor at his house, they brutalize him, and after the carnage, it hard cuts to the new Michael Myers, a young man named Corey Cunningham, riding his motorcycle, and all you see is, like, a dark shape and a pair of hands wrapped around his stomach, riding on back. And at first, like, for a split second, it leads you to believe it's Michael Myers. Not intentionally, that's just the context of the shot. So everybody in the theater kind of laughed, and then it was revealed to be, you know, what's her name? Andy Matichak's character, Allison Strode. But that was one of many strange shots. The other one that really made me laugh is towards the end, after, you know, Laurie Strode, Jamie Lee Curtis, kills Michael Myers, spoiler, they load him up into, like, a wood chipper. No, it's an auto crusher at the auto yard. So they're gonna destroy, pulp up his body. But the way that the shot was once again framed, it shows, like, Jamie Lee Curtis doing, like, a Terminator thumbs up, standing at the mouth of this Thresher Maw. So it looked like she was going to go into it with Michael Myers as well. And that also really just made me laugh. The other thing I remember about Halloween Ends is they give the, like, 80-year-old sheriff a Japanese otaku subplot where he really wants to see the cherry blossoms in Sakura, which also kind of came out of left field. Don't go see Halloween Ends. It is not good. Don't pay any money for it, is all I'm going to say. Stream it where possible, but it was an absolute nightmare, a train wreck. Every movie in that series after the first one is a train wreck. But so we played a nice little medley. The best part of them is the new John and Cody Carpenter scores, though. Check those out. Those are pretty sweet. Okay, we're going to play some werewolf-themed tunes here, starting off with, of course, the classic Werewolves of London, but following that up hot on its heels with The Mountain Goats and Werewolf Gimmick right here on your Monday morning mixtape here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Menu in his hand. fish and beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Focus, find out what I've got. So- On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out CFRC.ca and IWACanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the spire.
Song is that remembered at random serpentine through fatty coils emerging. Some other thought it's thinking. This light shines above the houses on the ground. This illumination visited upon the whole land. Unmarked helicopters hovering. The Lord is coming soon. Here comes the supercopter, here comes the noise it makes. The demon was an idea, the demon is awake. Well, scratched mark left across the surface of your mind. This hour now upon us, the hour has now arrived. Unmarked helicopters hovering. The Lord is coming soon. Unmarked helicopters hovering. They said it was a weather balloon. I know the whole shebang. I know the names of men they had to hang. I let her out the trunk. Heard what she said of them. They come to drag her through the double M. It goes black, 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 black and blacker. It goes black, 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 black and blacker. It goes black. Unmarked helicopters hovering. The Lord is coming soon. Unmarked helicopters hovering. They said it was a weather balloon. It was a weather balloon. It was a weather balloon.
Paperback, that was De La Chute with Disguise. Prior to that, we had Soul Coughing with Unmarked Helicopters. Also in that music block, we had We Are Wolves with Teenage Bats and Anthropology, and October Country with My Girlfriend is a Witch. And we started it all off with our Werewolf double pack, Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London, a personal favorite of mine, and the Mountain Goats with Werewolf Gimmick. And we are just about out of time here today, folks. We've got one more tune for you, and admittedly, maybe not necessarily a Halloween song specifically, but it's got a harder and a darker edge to it, and I think that really does fit the overall aesthetic that we're going for today. And stay tuned, because we have got a preview for the upcoming playoff football game this weekend. Queens won an absolute nail-biter in Windsor over the weekend. They trailed for about 95% of the game. They won it with 5 seconds left on a 39-yard touchdown pass from Russell Weir to Logan Walton. Exciting stuff, incredible stuff. They'll be in Laurier. They've got a tough game in front of them, and I am excited for it. But before that, we've got Halloween, and I hope you all have a safe and happy Halloween. Get your candy, give it out, whatever it is you do on Halloween, do it safe and responsibly. Mostly talking to our university students in the crowd here today, but enjoy the spookiest time of the year. Curl up in the dark, watch a horror movie, go pet a black cat. Please pet a black cat. We love our black cats, folks. And enjoy Soft Cult and Split Chain with Re-Extract. All right. See you later, folks. Smell ya. Have a good one. Jesse Bell, over and out.
After an eventful quarterfinal game, your Queens Gaels are still running down a dream. And on Saturday, November 2nd, they come face to face with the number one ranked, undefeated Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. The stakes are high and the odds are stacked against the Gaels, but this is a team that makes the impossible look routine. Can the Gaels continue their incredible underdog run and dream the impossible dream? Or will the Golden Hawks send Queens crashing back to reality? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Something in the Water pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff.
Second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details. It speaks to me.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners. Have your voice heard and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smokes Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.